We are living in a racist, sexist, class oppressive society. Am I right? Here's something else. The corporate media is lying to us. Am I right? Hello, indie media. Hello, people's media. Folks, something profound is happening. We have an anti-war movement that's growing. We have movements for social justice and racial equality coming together. We have the new burgeoning second generation voting rights that are coming together. And let me say, when you have the Green Party, progressive Democrats, socialists, and anarchists all working together to challenge the congressional certification, something important is happening. Something important is happening. Don't believe the corporate media, because we the people are rising. We the people are on the move. And I actually want to take a moment and say that I tried to run for president telling the truth as I saw it. So let me tell the truth. John Kerry is a corporatist, militarist sellout. That's the truth. But let's tell the full, and by the way, John Kerry voted for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. John Kerry voted for NAFTA. In fact, John Kerry has voted for every single trade agreement that's ever been presented to him. John Kerry opposes single-payer universal health care. John Kerry opposes raising the minimum wage to a living wage. John Kerry was with, hey, sister, it's so good to see you. John Kerry is part of the social, political, economic, and legal system that is destroying the planet, that is perpetuating racism and sexism. John Kerry is no progressive. But I got more truth to tell, y'all. Because we can't just tell the truth that we want to tell. We got to tell the whole truth. George Bush is and was worse. So what we have to do as progressives is find a way to work together. And here it is, y'all. We're already in the Green Party and Democrats working together as it relates to anti-war activities. We're already working together as it relates to social justice, prison abolition. How can we work together? Electoral reform, here it comes. Say it with me, three words that'll solve the spoiler problem. Instant runoff voting. Imagine a voting system, people, where you walk in and instead of having to choose between somebody that you hate, you get to vote for who you want. Imagine a system where you say, my first choice, my second choice, my third choice. Instant runoff voting allows progressives to work together at the ballot box. We can do this together. None of us can win alone. The reality is the future of the progressive movement lies in respectful coalition. So to progressive Democrats, I say, and I challenge respectfully, the Green Party has a right to exist. The Green Party is not going away. The Green Party is getting larger. The Green Party is getting stronger. And the Green Party is getting better organized with every election cycle. And I want to say that in the 2004 election, the Green Party grew 5%. 5% more registered Greens. We elected more people to local office than we started with. And the Green Party was unflinching in articulating a message of peace, social justice, ecology, and real democracy. And there is a new coalition forming called United Progressives for Democracy, Up for Democracy. We've got people handing out flyers on that. Ted Glick from the Independent Progressive Politics Network, Diane Seamus as well. I want y'all to hook up with us. We got to start working together. We can work together. And remember this. Social change in this country has always followed a trajectory, a path. It takes a broad and deep social movement in the streets, and it takes a political party running for office on that agenda. One or the other will not suffice. You see, if you have a social movement that is broad, deep, and active, but all you have are corporatist militarists to vote for on election day, you get taken for granted, right? And let me tell you something, folks. As a voter, if you get taken for granted, you've just been taken. But if you only have a political party and you think that you can get social change by just voting every 2 and 4 years, you're wasting your time. Right? If you want social change and all you ever do is vote, you are wasting your time. But if you want social change and you don't vote for candidates who are articulating and advocating social change, you're wasting an opportunity. And lastly, if you want social change and you vote for corporatist militarists who are opposed to it, you're working against your own interest. So think about this, y'all. I say that that's right, I'm from Texas. I'm going to own that right now. I'm from Texas, and I'm here to make amends. Because George Bush might be from there, but you know what? So is Barbara Jordan. So is Molly Ivins. So is Jim Hightower. And so is David Cobb. So it ain't all bad, y'all. But think about this. If there's going to be a real systemic social justice revolution in this country, it's going to take people in the streets, it's going to take people working at the ballot box, and it's going to take us engaged actively in resistance all the time. So, it took alternative political parties. I see you, and I will close it down. It took alternative so-called third parties to advocate for ending slavery, women getting the right to vote, creating the Social Security Administration and unemployment insurance, workers' compensation laws, pure food and drug laws, ending child labor, the direct election of the United States Senate. The reality is the entire fabric of what we today would agree to be the bare damn minimum for a just and compassionate society, that fabric had to be woven together by third parties before us. So today, if you want to live in a society that will end war as foreign policy, if you want to live in a society where health care will be a fundamental human right, if you want to have elections that are publicly funded by the people instead of corporations, if you want to live in a society that will grapple with the racism and sexism that is endemic to it, you got to be willing to join and vote for the only political party running candidates on that agenda. That party is the Green Party. I urge you, register green, vote green, get involved.